Okay, so we were talking about being oversensitive, and so I think one reason we're oversensitive is because we put it in other people's ballpark to tell us who we are. Okay. In other words, when we were little kids, you know, the adults around us gave us all sorts of information about ourselves, much of which was false because, you know, our parents get in bad moods and they say all sorts of things. I won't repeat here what I heard. you know, they say all sorts of things. But we're little kids and we just take it all in and we think it's true because we don't have that discriminative ability yet, you know. So the nice thing is when we're adults to be able to pause and learn to evaluate ourselves. And when we can evaluate ourselves in a reasonable way, okay, then we don't need to depend on other people to tell us who we are, whether we're good, whether we're bad, because we have the ability to look at our own mind and our own motivations. Okay? Now, you noticed I said evaluate ourselves in a reasonable way. Yeah. Because a lot of times the way we evaluate ourselves is in a totally unreasonable way. So I'm not talking about that. You know, the way we say, well, everything I do is good because I do it. Or the way we say, everything I do is bad because I do it. Either way, that's not evaluating ourselves. That's just being on some kind of, you know, craziness, you know, with the self-centered I. But here we're really talking about stopping and, you know, evaluating. And yes, I did this very well. Okay, my motivation was good here. It could have been a little bit better, but I did the best I could. So other people, you know, we even if other people blame us, we don't have to take it personally, okay, because we know they're speaking about themselves and their own expectations. But also a lot of times, you know, well, another thing my mother used to say is, you're getting away with murder. You know? Oh, your mother said that too. you know, what I think a Dharma meaning of that is, you have a really rotten motivation. If I was going to convert that into a Dharma meaning, you have a rotten motivation, but you're able to pass it off as a good one so that everybody likes what you're doing. Okay? And so, again, many people may praise us in that kind of situation, but it's not praise that's earned, you know? So the whole thing is when we evaluate ourselves, then we can see our way through this thicket. And just because somebody says we're nice, we may believe it, we may not believe it. We're going to evaluate ourselves. And just because somebody tells us we're a creep, again, it doesn't mean we need to take it seriously. We can evaluate ourselves. Okay? And so I think this is one way to keep from being so sensitive to what other people say about us. And so sensitive to even if they haven't said anything, we think that we can read their minds and we know what they think. You know, they may not have thought it yet. They may not ever think it. But you see, we know they think this. Yeah? So we can also start letting go of a lot of that because it's just a waste of time and energy. You know, just a proliferating mind, isn't it? Yeah.